Today, many women are stepping forward on this planet, in this world, to realize their place in being leaders. Women who can guide society and bring human beings into harmony with each other. It is the natural tendency of women to network people, to weave people together, to want to create safety and harmony. Naturally, people, both men and women, have a personal variance in their expression, and many women have a strong masculine side. But this archetype of the mother, of the divine feminine, dominates the psychology of women because it is genetically, biologically inherent in the body. The bodies of women are not the same as the bodies of men, as you obviously know, but the differences go beyond breasts and genitals. They go to the hormones, the reactions to stress, the reactions to pain, the genetic composition of the body varies. So both men and women have equal intelligence, equal capacity, equal ability to lead, to govern. But in the main, and throughout women, not individuals can vary, but in the main, women have more genetic association with protection and nurturance. The males have very dominating protective tendencies for protecting families, females, and offspring. That is the genetic code. The women have the need to nurture, the duty to nurture the children, the family, and to create social networks. When women are under stress, they do not have fight or flight. They have the tendency to talk, to communicate, to find support from others. So the tendencies in general are slightly different for women than for men. And in today's world, that can make a difference. The planet is in a grave difficulty, and the territorial and dominance tendencies of men in charge of society have brought the world to the brink of disaster, because the living world, the plants, the animals, the life of this planet, has been looked upon as something to be dominated and used. This is a patriarchal value system, a patriarchal relationship to nature, from men whose tendencies to want to protect, to have their own territory, their own females, their own offspring, and to protect and dominate, have ascribed nature, the world around, as something to be dominated. This psychology, stemming out of patriarchy, is at the root of the problem of climate change and human behavior towards animals and towards the natural world. This tendency to want to own and to dominate is an extension of the natural biological inclination of men to want to protect family and loved ones, to want to guard and to shield. This biological tendency leads to territorialism and dominance and to competition and war. Just like you see the deer in the field, the male buck will have his females and his territory, and he will fight with the other buck who comes to invade his territory. So it is that same biology is in the physical body of those of the male sex. And for the females, the biology is not so different than the deer or the other animals. The biology of caretaking and putting the survival of the young as first comes in the female. And so these tendencies affect how a person lives in the world, how they are, if they are wealthy or poor, if they take attitudes of dominance, competition, war, or if they want to communicate to survive, to network with people to survive. This is the difference. For men, it is fight or flight. For women, it is communicate, network, create a safety barrier around. For women, it is survival. For men, it is control. Having your herd, your territory. These are very general, not for individuals, because individuals vary a great deal. But in the psychology that is general, you see how the planet is treated. It is fundamentally a part of patriarchy, and patriarchy is at the root of the psychology which has caused the climate change. And if human beings do not change this psychology, They threaten their very existence along with the existence of the rest of the life on this planet. Right now, there is mass extinction of many species, a narrowing of the field of species that survive, and a threatening of the food sources on the planet, as well as a threatening of life for human beings. For this to change, women must step to the front. And men must find within themselves that nurturing, networking quality of women, where they would rather talk than fight, where they would rather honor the life around them in reverence than try to dominate. So all women have a masculine side, all men have a feminine side, an animus, an anima. These are modern terms, but this is a reality that exists. Both tendencies are there, but for women there is a biological tendency to nurture, and for men there is a biological tendency to protect. These biological tendencies can be kept in line, can be directed in positive directions, if the approach and the psychology is correct. But when the psychology has developed through patriarchy, a part and parcel of patriarchy has not only been the subordination of women, but the subordination of all other species in this natural world, the subordination of all life. This is a problem. And it is women who must rise to the front to correct this problem. The time is growing short. The condition of the planet is such that there are disasters happening, and more will happen until it turns around. Many women today are recognizing their own ability to be leaders, to be guides for others. But in that, they must be careful not to adopt a psychology of dominance and the subtle attitude of towards life, towards plants, animals, and the world, that it is something for them to control. Rather, they must take the psychology that life is precious and something to nurture. That is why the archetype of the Divine Mother, the quality of the mother, must be brought into the world so that both men and women perceive her compassion and nurturance for all life and bring that into themselves. She is the symbol of the abundance of creativity and the creative force of life itself. She is the mother of all creation, the embodiment of creativity. She creates life. She sustains life. And she destroys life. She is the one who weaves this tapestry of creation and also unweaves it. The creative principle, which manifests in the dance, eternal dance of the pure essence of being and the creative forces of nature. Women embody that same creativity in their physical form, that ability to create life, to nurture life. And so her endless compassion, her fierce protection of the young, the innocent, and the helpless, like the lioness, she can protect. This attitude, when taken towards the natural world, the plants, the animals, this love, compassion, and reverence of the Divine Mother brings all life into safety, can turn this world from a disaster into a Garden of Eden. There are those who cling to the ways of patriarchy, and as is the end of any cycle, it becomes destructive. When a cycle begins, certain tendencies are a liberation. When it ends, they are a burden, a destructive force. A new cycle begins in the world. It is already changing. In the psyches of men as well as women, the aspect of the Divine Mother and her love and nurturance of all life is coming forward, and the neo-humanistic values, the reverence for all life that emerges from that, is emerging in the psyches of people. A new day will rise, a new dawn. But the sooner this happens, the less destruction will be there in this period of change. The longer it takes, the more this attitude of dominance and control of the world, exploitation of the natural world continues, the stronger will be the backlash and the harsher the change. But the change will occur. It is destined so. And the rise of the mother and the attitudes of care, love, desire to sustain life, they will emerge as dominant. And the unfortunate excess of patriarchal desires for territory, power, and control will lessen. When you meditate on the Divine Mother and you bring her love into you and into the world, you help the whole world to come one step closer to that infinite love, compassion, and reverence for all life that is so necessary for this world, all living beings here on this planet, to survive. All right? Namaskar.
Namaskar. Namaskar.